let's pretend we're just two people and you're not better than me. I'd like to ask you some questions if we can speak honestly. What do you feel when you see all the homeless on the street? Who do you pray for at night before you go to sleep? What do you feel when you look in the mirror? Are you proud?
To BBS Radio. The show is Vocal Profiling Live. Thank you for joining us. That music was
Pink, Dear Mr. President.
Pink Floyd?
No, not Pink Floyd, just Pink.
Just Pink.
Just plain Pink.
I never heard of Pink.
She's probably not what you would typically listen to, Sherry.
I don't listen to music. Isn't that awful?
That's horrible.
Well, I hear music from people and plants and everything all the time.
Yeah.
So I just don't listen to the creative music.
Yeah.
Do you know that Susan Alexandra did a song, music, and set the frequencies of the DNA to music?
I had no clue. What's that sound like?
It's very haunting.
Really?
It sounds like it's indescribable. It's called Sequentia. You just have to listen to it.
Is it like on a CD?
It's on a CD. It's kind of classical kind of sounding. But there's only four notes in your DNA. And we're going to look at DNA tonight. We're going to look at the DNA of the presidents and their health. And do we even have a right to know that? We're going to do the show a little bit different tonight. Usually we take call-ins. Tonight we're not going to take call-ins. There's so much to go over and so much to do that we've just asked people to kind of stay quiet and listen, and we will post the information for them. Do you believe in media? Oh, well, wait a minute. First of all, I want to introduce Cassie. Cassie back here on production. Thank you for being here. Ben on camera with us. And, of course, Lisa, you all know who I am. But I want to ask a question. Do you believe the news media?
No.
That sounded very definitive, Lisa.
Yeah. I'm pretty definitive on that. I think you have your Republican stations and you have your Democratic stations, and I think it's all bought and paid for, and it's just the way that the government filters down need to know. It's like George Orwell's 1984, you know, the Ministry of Truth.
So you don't think it's going to matter a twit whether we get Obama or McCain or Biden or Palin? It doesn't matter to you?
It matters to me, but I think sadly that the common normal person has little to do with any sort of control, and we pay a lot of lip service to freedom of speech, but I think most of our freedom of speech is paid for by the government.
And this is the normal cable stations?
Yes.
All right. Do you believe BBS?
Ooh, that's just mean. Of course I do. Love you, Seth.
I love BBS because it gives you everything and allows you to choose. And that's
right.
What's missing in our national media. BBS allows you to do the truth. It allows you to put it out there.
Right.
And people can make up their own mind. And last week, BBS allowed us to go into the presidential debates and tell you the truth about what is going on. What does McCain really think about all of it? What does Biden really think? What does Obama think? Oh, I said Biden. We're doing that this week.
Yeah.
It was McCain and Obama. You know, somebody said to me today, it's McBiden and...
McBush, maybe.
McBush.
That's what they're calling it.
Obama and McCain. No,
yeah.
But they had mixed they deliberately mixed up McBama and O'Kane or something like that. You know, and I'm beginning to believe that there are some issues that are kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
Healthcare is a little different. The way that we should treat people who are leaders of other countries is a little different. But other than that, do you see much difference?
No, I think they all say what we want to hear this time of year. This time next year, it'll be a completely different story.
And do they just do what they darn well please?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. That's what I think.
Do you have a favorite?
I do have a favorite.
Would you share?
I'm voting for Obama. Sadly, it's not an Obama-Hillary ticket, but...
If it was an Obama-Palin ticket, would you?
No.
Why not? You know, we were getting so much mail of, I hate Palin. I love Palin. I mean, it's not neutral.
Right. And I'm completely neutral. Other than the fact that she has absolutely no experience whatsoever, I don't think you're qualified to. I just don't think she has enough political experience. No foreign policy experience. No under the gun. I just don't think she's got it.
But she lives near Russia. She can see it from her front porch.
Well,
I got an email a couple days ago from somebody who said she had top secret military clearance.
How'd she get that?
By being governor because of something in their state that she runs the militia and.
Huh.
So that's experience.
I think that's probably just a few papers that got shuffled and somebody put a stamp on it and said, there you go, there's your security clearance. I don't think she had to do anything to get it.
So we really don't know a lot about Palin.
No, I'm not sold.
And I didn't know much about Biden either. I didn't know much about Obama. But they seem to be making some issues about all of it. If Palin and Obama was running, would you still vote for him, even though you don't like Palin?
It's such a hard pick. I'm not sold. I'm not completely like when Bill Clinton ran, I was campaigning and doing cartwheels down the road. This year, I'm just sort of indifferent and feeling like I'm picking the lesser of two evils.
Yeah. Well, do you think the country's ready for a woman president?
Absolutely.
How about the fact that Hillary didn't get the nomination? Doesn't that tell you that the country isn't ready for a woman?
No, that tells me that Obama wasn't ready to have her leading the country and him be the front man. I think he would have been the token man on the ticket, and she would have, because of her previous experience and lived in the White House, I think people would have looked more to her.
But why didn't she get the nomination if people wanted her?
Because the people didn't get to pick.
You think it was all fake?
You mean just with, I thought you were talking about just him picking his vice presidential candidate. I wasn't real impressed with the way her campaign was run, but...
What do you think was the matter with
this? I think Bill may have actually hurt her a little bit. He got a little crazy there at the end and was saying some things that he shouldn't have been saying, and I think it may have hurt her a little.
Are you thinking maybe no woman who has a husband who strays can control a country? They can't control their man?
Well, wow. If we're talking about women controlling men, we're all in trouble. Because that can't be done. So I'm not going to hold her responsible for her husband's behavior. But, no, I think we're definitely ready for a female. I think we're ready for an African-American in the big seat. And we'll just have to wait and see how it plays out.
Did you watch the presidential debate a couple days ago?
I did, for on and off throughout the evening.
What do you think?
I think Obama walked away with it. I think, as usual, McCain, everything out of him seems so forced, and so he's just, I don't feel comfortable with him.
So it was the looks of it?
Not the looks of it. It's the way they're perceived when they're talking about the issues. McCain is very, he chooses every single word very carefully. Obama sits there and has a conversation with you. And I think if you're comfortable enough with the issues and you know what you're talking about and you have that presence in front of the camera that allows you to be that comfortable, Bill Clinton had that. He could just sit down and talk to the American people. And the biggest, and I mean, his speeches, you know, presidential speeches are heard all over the world.
So Was it the same familiarity that O'Kane,
yeah, there you go.
That McCain and Palin are trying to portray? Because remember the comment that McCain said he may need some hair transplant. We're talking about health care. He's trying to relate to the people.
Right. He doesn't quite get it there for me.
And Palin, when she was talking, well, I want to go back to that in the minute Palin talked. But when I was watching McCain, Obama this time, it felt to me like Obama was bright, and McCain was very dull.
Yeah.
And Obama was being sucked towards the future, and McCain was kind of being sucked backwards. But I'm not voting for either one of them.
I know. I know who you're voting for.
Oh, my.
You're a write-in candidate.
Yes, Ron Paul. I'm going to stick with my candidate. I did get an email about that, too, about let's tell those in charge that we don't like either candidate, so let's write it in. I think it's a waste.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do think that some of the things going on, I do think Ron Paul is responsible for them.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the candidates are at least giving lip service to being more aware of what the little guy needs. Because ultimately, guys, we have the power. And we can do that by our vote, and we can take our vote away.
Yes, we can.
And I'm taking my vote away from the system. I got this big thing up on my blackboard. This was totally by chance. I'm watching this stuff go on. You remember that day they were trying to raise money for Ron Paul campaign?
Yeah.
So you're only allowed to do so much. So. And I was watching it, and they're flipped up. Sherry Edwards, donator. And I hit print screen really quick. And I'm really proud of that. I got it up on my wall that I contributed. I really think it would have been hell for a while as we made the switches and the changes. But I really wanted him to be president. I don't like the guy that he, what do you call it, when they say they're for this guy. I don't remember. But it was not the Libertarian candidate. It was a constitutional candidate.
I didn't get that. I didn't
I did his voice, and I really didn't like him. He was so little. Squashed up over in a corner.
That's not
everybody didn't like it. So I would say, from the debates, if the debates are any indication, Obama's a shoo-in.
Yeah.
Unless something really, really strange happens, and there seems to be talk about a build-up of a financial collapse, and in that case, no elections at all.
Well,
that they're going to do martial law or something.
Good grief.
Because it'll be absolute chaos.
No.
Well, we have something from one of our listeners that said, I watched your show last week. I think it's very interesting what you said, but could you please explain what you really do?
We get that every once in a while.
Yeah. So for all of you new viewers, and we have been getting out more emails to people that have been calling us back in, we have a little PowerPoint here that we thought we would run, and then we're going to talk about the vice presidential candidates. And then we're going to talk about the presidential candidate's health. And I threw in the vice president. And we've got somebody from Canada asking us to do the people who are running in Canada. I think there's four or five of them. We probably will have to do an extra show to do that.
You guys are killing me on politics.
Well, we did get part of it done.
But did we?
I didn't have time to do it all. Okay, so if you'll run the little thing here.
Local profiling live.
Yes, there's two of those.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This is where we're coming to you from. This is the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology and Sound Health. And this is an old school building that we renovated. We have all three floors. We love it. We do classes here. We do the research here. We have a staff of, what, 9, 10? And then some people off-site doing mechanical and engineering kinds of things.
Right.
And we're here at this research institute looking at vocal profiles, looking at the voice, looking at a way to take the idea of self-health and giving it back to the people. Because we really believe that whoever controls health controls the people. And I'm tired of insurance companies telling me what doctor I can go to. I'm tired of HMOs telling me I have to do that and I have to go here and I have to drive 100 miles to get a lab test when I got a lab 10 minutes away. I'm tired of being dictated to. I pay the premiums. I get to choose.
Very good.
This is the kind of thing that we can do. This is the one that we did for Princess Diana. And we can look at this chart. And in this case, the blue indicates a lot of emotion. And we can take a recording of someone's voice. And in this case, they ask her if she thought she was going to be queen. And her response was very heartfelt. Her chart showed that hope to her was the way to survive. If she didn't have hope, she didn't want to survive. And I still think she was killed.
But
yeah, but that's my opinion. She needed justice, and I think her older son has that same quality in his voice. He's going to carry this on, justice for his mother. And fair play was very, very important. But she never thought she was going to end up being queen. But she would have been an incredible queen. Her heart belonged to the people.
Yeah.
So we can see that as a personality trait.
Mm-hmm.
And I started with that because everybody probably knows her as that already.
Right.
But a computer confirmed this. A computer wrote this report.
Yep. Yeah.
So that shows that there's vocal information within every cell of you. And that it exchanges, it communicates, and what you are inside comes out. So we call this software for the inner self, and we want everybody to end up having this software. That's why we've given it to you at nanovoice.org, and we think this is information that you can use every day. What kind of job you want, what kind of friends, is this a real friend? And there's some ways you can tell when people are lying. Have you used this?
Many times. And you've used it on me many times.
Have you ever used it in secret to find out some secret thing about yourself?
No.
You should.
You shut all my secrets to heck. You already told me everything.
We did your friend's voice once.
Yes.
With this, and she was really
surprised. She was pretty freaked out.
So she didn't think you were prejudiced just because you worked here?
No. She did ask me. She said, you told her all that stuff, didn't you? And I'm like, are you kidding? I don't have time to tell her anything.
Well, a lot of people have said to us, how can you afford to give that away? That's a computer program. You had to work hard to create it, and now you're giving it away. We can't afford to give it away, but the people can't afford not to have it. So we had to make the choice. Do we lose money providing this to people? Do the people do without it? Because it's a really important issue. Even in looking at the presidential candidates, you can record their voice and put it on Nano Voice and look at it, and you'll be able to tell exactly what's going on. And I hope most of you have joined us on bbsradio.com. Right on the front page, we are broadcasting. So if you are listening to this, what they tell you to do is look at the broadcast and mute it, but listen to the sound from the audio portion,
right.
And that should be okay. And this is a PowerPoint, too, so we're going to have it available for you. So this Nano Voice is yours free, along with the manual. Just go to nanovoice.org and download it. It takes a couple of seconds to download it. We can do things with this Nano Voice, like look at people's personality. We do fun things, and we do very scientific things. And I'm explaining all this so the people who are listening and asking, what do you really do? How are you getting that information? Well, this is it. This is James Gandolfini's chart, and this is what it says about James Gandolfini. If any of you know him, please give him this information. Have him get in contact with us, because there's a lot of hidden things in his chart that I wouldn't want known publicly. So you can call us at 740-698-9119, or you can email us at radio@vocalprofiling.com, or BBS should tell you, be able to tell you how to get in touch with us. But he's a multitasker, do many things at once, a strong, capable leader. Talking about him, this is surprising, talking about himself takes him back to being bashful about the ego he's developed. Now, that's a pretty secret thing, isn't it?
I thought that was pretty endearing.
Do you think people could use that against him if they knew it? They could manipulate him?
They probably have to be pretty good, because I figure this many years in Hollywood, he's learned how to take care of himself.
He has many, many ideas at once, but doesn't always know where to start. Lots of projects. He tends to be spontaneous and reactive. This is just about a third. He controls his own dialogue and makes decisions based on intuition and opportunity. Has a strong instinct to protect others. Now, you have the whole report, don't you?
Yes.
How can I get a copy of that?
They can email me at lisa@vocalprofiling.com.
L-E-I-S-A.
That's right.
Or they could go to one of our sites and just,
absolutely,
and just write to us. Okay, you want to put the next one up? Because this is a serious one of him. This is his vocal friend. And we use something called BioDiet. You see it over there in the corner. That's one of our programs. We have many, many programs. Anti-aging, BioDiet, hormones, immune system, toxins, hypertension. But in Gandolfini's case, I was just looking for diet stuff. And I found some serious issues with heart, cholesterol, inability to use vitamin D. So we can go back and look at that. Also says there's some deltoid pain, upper arm here. Some back issues running from the spine downward and across his hip, because this is his butt here. So it'd be running across over his hip. Gandolfini's ability to produce appropriate levels of brain chemicals, utilize minerals, and produce enzymes is likely stressed. So if anybody knows him, have him get in touch with us. Because as we look at someone's chart, if they have, we use the notes of C, D, E, F, G, A, B, you know, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do, and everything in between, and we can look at the amount of a certain frequency in someone's voice. And this is not his, but this is just to show people what we do. 42 is about average. So if someone, and the note is C, and we're going to show you a little chart here in a minute, someone, the note is C, and C indicates the ego, 42 is about average. They're okay. They get along. They give and take. Blah, blah, blah. Somebody with a very, very high C, they want to run over you. They want to bully you. They want it your way. They won't listen.
Can't have that.
And then very low, that's the person that's going to get run over. So you can do a really good interpretation with this. Go ahead. If you know what notes mean what and what colors of the notes mean what. This is just a sample. But I can look at it and say, this person is very emotional. How do I know that instantly? This person is very emotional. All that blue.
Yeah.
We've done it so that all the emotional stuff in the voice come out in the color blue, because most people, you can only see that, but it says blue, feel, and emote over there. I should change that to a different color. You know, this is green, and that's supposed to be yellow. These colors are not true on this camera. But anyway, the blue here, you can see easily. There's more blue. It's higher blue. So immediately, this person is emotional. You're in an argument with somebody, and it's all blue. They probably don't have any logic to stand on.
They're probably going to cry.
They're probably going to cry and try to get their way.
Exactly. Turn on the waterworks.
Guilt, manipulation.
I hate that.
Yeah. You can watch this on the phone, too.
Yeah.
And you can see it if they're trying to guilt trip you. So the blue is emotion. The green is like a farmer. Do with forethought. Yellow, there's a little bit of yellow here. You really can't tell the difference. But the yellow is think and mentally organized. And the red is spontaneous, like a fireman. A fireman is spontaneous. They just react. The blue is like a minister type. The green is the farmer. And the yellow is the thinker. And again, this is just for people who haven't been tuning into us. And we had a big giveaway. We were on the Coast to Coast, several shows. And we did a big giveaway, and then we invited those people to watch us on the show tonight. So they just needed a little support.
They need a little catch-up.
Yeah, a little catch-up. So there's that note of C up at the top. A C by frequency is red. It's a self-power, ego, self-direction, leadership, excitement. So you can use this chart, and you can download this chart right off our site. And you can see the bottom of it. Let's go back to here.
You want to go back to?
Well, maybe one right now. Okay, let's look at the note of D sharp and F, very emotional. Okay, now go. D sharp and F was emotional. So if we look at D sharp, this is a person about what they say to people. They would be sensitive about what they're talking and what they're saying, because those D sharp people are information brokers. They can get hurt easily with words. They probably never forget what you really said. And the F here also was very blue. A planner, ability to see flaws in others. So this person is very sensitive about their plans. and what they're saying to other, what they're presenting, you could probably knock them down really easy. So see how easy that interpretation was? So that's just the bottom half of the chart that you could download. This is another one that we did for fun. Any of you out there know Kirstie Alley? This is just her emotions. That's too dark to read. It is such a pretty pink up here on the computer. But this talks about Kirstie and what she really is. Don't try to play this girl. Don't try to take advantage of her.
She won't put up with that.
Not in a second.
Good girl.
Has great insight about others, and because of this would be a devoted and dependable friend. Anyone taking advantage of her generosity would not stay in her circle. She has the ability to size up a situation and organize a solution in flashes of brilliance. Kirstie has feelings of vindictiveness, but she rarely carries them out. She may rant a little bit to a close friend, but she really won't. She wouldn't carry them out. It's her way of venting. Her primary mode of response is emotional. Logic is her secondary mode, which makes her uncertain whether she wants to think about or an issue or feel about it. She's compassionate, but resents anyone who attempts to take advantage of her open heart. Allie wants to be appreciated for the kind and warm person she is at her core. If you had that kind of information about every employee that you were going to hire, every person you're going to go into business with, every person that was running for president,
it could be quite useful.
Yeah. And she also has some very serious issues going on, so we use personality in one way. Her inability to lose weight. I got to remember this to put a really light background on me. Her serotonin is way out of balance. So until she gets that neurotransmitter, that serotonin imbalance, she's going to run up and down on her weight continuously. She also has indicators, magnesium is low and unbalanced. So that's going to kick her over probably into muscle cramps, could be eventually into diabetes because magnesium makes insulin. So we can get very, very serious about some of these things. Now, I did a thorough investigation of her. I didn't do anything thorough on the president. I didn't think it was fair to say that, but some incredible information came out. And how we did them, this is just our journal, another journal that you can go get, jbab.org, Journal of Bioacoustic Biology.org, another freebie that we did. Okay, go ahead. This is how we do those very serious ones. We take the frequencies of the voice, and in this case it's all yellow here with a blue background, and we look at the frequencies from 0 to 1,000 cycles per second, and we look at all of this architecture, like this is an inflammation architecture. This is something that the body has too little of, and this doesn't have good resources here. You can see these little stringy yellow pieces down here. So our computer takes this information and it runs it through our database, and then we get the information. And by trial and error, we can prove this by trial and error in what we're doing. This is a scientific thing that we did in a hospital of being able to trace a medication as they were increasing the medication to the point of where does this stop and what do you want to do about it. That is a published paper if people want it. This is another one, Dr. Russ Rudy. This is on YouTube.
Yes.
And the reason I put him up here is he had MS, they said. He really didn't. But we were able to help him regenerate his nerves from his waist down. Totally impossible. But there's the lab test. So I'm showing people how serious all of this can get and how research-oriented we are here. Now.
That's the juicy stuff.
So that's what we do, guys. Now, when you watch the vice presidential debate, or some of it?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I'm not really sold on either one. I mean, I'm going to vote for Obama, but if something were to happen to him, I'm not completely sold on Biden. But I see what you're telling me up there. I see what you're getting ready to tell me.
These people were so close, I couldn't tell their friends apart. They're almost interchangeable by their voice. Up here at the top is scores. So 18 and 48, 17 and 37, 15 and 37, 18 and 46, almost identical. And when I printed out their computer sheets, which is 4 or 5 pages,
mm-hmm.
a very large percentage of them were the same sentence.
Wow.
So they're going to almost react in exactly the same way.
Which means, you know, I'm not sold on Palin, so that pretty much explains why I'm not sold on Biden either. I'm not, like, crazy about either one of them.
Well, let's look at Biden first. One of the things that was happening with Obama is that he tended to evaluate and then feel.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want somebody that agrees with him, or do we want somebody who's going to be different from him? Do we want them to be a compatible pair, yes man kind of thing, or do we want them to do this and be the best for the people? What kind of partner you want? Somebody who will agree with you, or you want somebody a little feisty?
I want somebody a little feisty. I have to have somebody a little feisty.
Okay, Biden's going to be a little feisty.
Okay, that's good.
But it's, can you even see a dominance here?
No.
There really isn't any one note that's a dominant. 36, 48, 37, 43, 36, 45, 45, 52.
I mean, they're all right in the middle.
Mm.
Yep.
So, calm, cool, and collected.
Yeah, that's good. That's what I was thinking. They don't get overly excited.
But if you really had a totally calm, cool, and collected person and a very balanced person, all of these would be the same.
Right.
Red, blue, yellow, green would all be very, very even. So, since we can't decide on something that is dominant, let's get rid of the other side.
Okay.
Can you see that Palin up here has more red?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She is more spontaneous.
Good girl.
And I think sometimes she's more spontaneous because of some of the health issues she has, which I'll tell you about in a minute. Okay, let's look at yellow. If you look at Biden's yellow, 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 even the yellows are all the way across except D, which is like self-approval. He doesn't think as much of himself as he pretends. His emotions carry him through. D is all self-approval,
mm-hmm.
and self-approval that you need to take from outside in by people's opinions. That's where Clinton fell down. Clinton didn't have a lot of D, so he took his opinions of himself from outside in. Okay, so we've got some yellow kind of up and down here, but not the yellow up, 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 down, down, down that we see here with Palin. She's going to evaluate the yellow here first in resources. A is resources. So she will evaluate first in resources, but she will emotionalize what she says about it. Her emotions in words are very, very high. She's also going to do in conjunction with her emotions. And she's been consistent all through.
Mm-hmm.
When we first looked at her stuff, the green and the blue were very high, very compatible. And I even made the statement, she talks her walk.
Mm-hmm.
What she says, she means. What she says, she'll do. That, to me, would make her a good candidate until I started to listen to
what she
was
saying. I know. That's what I was just thinking.
And then some of it just didn't make sense. And when I listened to her on the debates, and I listened to the evaluation of the debates afterwards, why didn't anybody talk about
her grammar?
Her atrocious grammar.
I think it was a very poor equate to normal people and...
Homie?
And I'm a normal person, and I don't speak like that.
Well, just some of the things. I just picked out one that's indicative of things that she's... kind of the things she said all the way through. I'm going to quote this. In fact, you said, in fact, that you wanted to run. You'd be honored to run with him on the ticket. That's an indication, I think, of some of the support that you had at least until you became the vice president pick here. I'm like, what? I don't really know what she said. Here's another one. Also in working with us, I can't even read this. And also in working with us are knowing again that we are getting closer and closer to that point, that victory that's within sight. And what sentence is that?
Not anyone you'd let me type.
Lisa's the writer here. So, do you think that's real? Or do you think that's just an attempt to be...
I think a lot of the phrasing that she used and was purposely staged. I think some of that is nerves coming out on the public stage.
There's a little more to it than nerves.
Really?
In her case, yeah. We'll get to those health issues in just a bit. So, what kind of vice president do we want? They certainly both are multitaskers, could do great things, even take over some of the role of the vice president that isn't the vice president that Palin talked about that she wanted to do and that Dick Cheney has done. So they're not spontaneous. They're both evaluative almost across the board. Palin is more evaluative about resources. I guess there's resource management here, too, that's evaluative. And do. Look, this is nice balance. You want that. Mm-hmm. Evaluate and do. But they're not feeling about it. Mm-hmm. So evaluate, do, and it's spontaneous, and then very little feeling here. Much, much more feeling here. Can you see that?
Yes.
In Palin. And much more balance of feeling. Let's just look at, A sharp. Let's look at A. Because A represents eyes, it represents management, it represents the spiritual side of life. And there's a whole range of what's going on. So she has emotion and do about the same, but not as much as spontaneous. So if we were looking at managing resources, like the pipeline she wants to do, she would logic it first, then do it, then feel about it, then react to what other people are saying. Over here with Biden, he's going to think and do just about the same, then react, but not feel much about it at all. So once he makes his decision, he's done. He's not going to come back and react very much from outside source or inside source in either one. And as you can see all the way through, the blue and the green, blue and green, match with Biden, except right in here, where almost the blue falls off totally here. Not as much for Palin, but this B is reaching out to other people. Reaching out to other groups, bringing...
You think would be off the charts right now, wouldn't you?
Yeah. The one consistent thing in every one of their charts was throat stress.
I bet.
And Biden had some stress on his hip, and he did get up and down someone. Well, who was it? It was Obama and McCain that were on those little stools.
Yeah, and they were
They were getting up and down. But they were standing.
Yeah.
Palin and Biden were standing. Anybody in the group have questions about this? We have to ask the question, what kind of a vice president do you want?
I don't think you need a yes man because he's going to be surrounded by those anyway.
I think you could interchange these people and nobody would know the difference if they were just looking at their voice. The words they were saying, no, I can't even say it that way because Biden has much better control of the grammar. But it's just what they stand for. I mean, it's just, I was in shock that they're just, to me, they're almost identical in what's going on here. 16 and 38, 18 and 43. I mean, you can't get closer than that. Mm-hmm. If you were talking about the same subject,
mm-hmm.
and I even went through that, the bottom one, Biden, is him talking about the first debate, talking about Obama, because we did composites, and they were just, every time I did them, they were just too much the same. This one is during the debate. This is a composite of her own debate. And when you put the composite of Biden's own debate, I mean, they're even more similar. And I was like, nobody's going to believe that.
Yeah.
Kind of same people.
You ready for the next one?
Yes. This is Obama's chart. And we want to talk about Obama's health a bit. Do you think we even have a right to know about the president's health?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because he's taken on the responsibility of running a country. And if you are, if you enter in that sort of responsibility knowingly with some sort of health issue that can either prevent you from doing the job that is expected of you or could interfere in any way, I think you are being dishonest to the people who are counting on you.
Have you noticed in the last few years, more than a few years, how a president will go in but come out with a head full of gray hair?
Oh, I've noticed. Oh, yeah. Bill Clinton was the worst at that. I mean, when he went in, I couldn't believe how much he had aged in 8 years.
You know, I was looking at...
I hope I don't do that.
Would you really like to be president?
Oh, good Lord, yes.
Why?
Oh.
Half the country would hate you.
That's okay. The other half would love me.
So that would make up for it.
Yeah. I don't think you take the job hoping that you'll get everybody to love you, because any sane person knows you're not going to get everybody to like you ever. It's never going to happen. So you go in, focus on the job that you have to do, to do the best job that you can for the most amount of people that you can affect change.
So you want to be president to affect change?
Absolutely.
What would you do?
I'd quit paying off everybody else's bills and pay ours first. I think that's
a real bonus.
That's a novel idea. And I would take our money would be at home. Our money would be here.
Do you think that's why the financial crisis is what it is?
I think. You know what? I would have a financial advisor for that. That's why he gets paid the big bucks. But
millions,
this is what I know.
Millions of dollars a day drained out of this country's economy and going to Afghanistan.
I have a hard time with our people not having jobs and being homeless and children having no food. And it kills me to see all of the bucket loads of money we drop off everywhere else while our own people are starving in the street and in another month or so freezing.
What's the rationale?
I don't know.
So people love us because we give them money?
Wouldn't you? If somebody dropped a bucket load on your lap, wouldn't you love them?
I would think something was wrong with them.
I might think that, but I'd be taking the money.
So you would pay the bills here. Would you reduce gas prices?
Absolutely.
Have you noticed how much groceries are going up?
Yes.
Because of gas prices? Mm-hmm. You can't even hardly travel anymore.
No.
But we were spoiled. I used to just jump in the car and drive to town anytime I wanted anything. Now I sort of collect it, you know, all through the weekend.
Yeah, I do too.
And I do one trip because I can't afford it anymore.
Yeah.
$60 or $60-some dollars to fill up my gas tank.
That's
crazy.
Sad.
That's
people can't afford that. You know, you make minimum wage and you're done.
That's a day's wage.
It is.
When you consider taxes.
That's exactly right.
It's kind of crazy. So you want in a president somebody who keeps the money at home.
Yes.
Has any candidate talked about that?
I'm counting on the Democratic Party to remember what their platform is.
Keep the money at home?
Yes.
That's really their platform?
I think they do a far better job at it than the Republicans. I'm of the mind that Republicans come to office to make war and Democrats come to office to make life better for the people living at home. So,
when we did the show about the bailout, nobody was telling us the truth.
Oh, I don't doubt that at all.
We posted that, by the way, people, so that you can have copies of that. Particularly Pelosi was not telling the truth. Paulson was not telling the truth. Bernanke was not telling the truth. There is something underneath that they are physically managing, and they are not telling the people what it is. I'm beginning to believe in conspiracy theory. Okay, let's look at Obama's chart. The first and obvious thing in Obama's chart that he had something called cytochrome C3 in stress, which controls the iron of the body. And iron helps your brain, iron helps your blood, and iron is the oxygen-carrying molecule. But you know, he just may be tired.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the stress and the pace these guys are in. just absolutely incredible. He has some vitamin C issues, so a bit wired with the energy of serotonin. Serotonin is the wake-up chemical.
I was going to say, that'll either keep you awake all night or knock you out, right?
But he was probably just excited, and that's an excited kind of chemical, keeps you up and keeps you awake.
Yeah.
It wasn't late at night, though, 9 or 10. But he had way more serotonin in his system than he should. So that's just kind of a little wired thing.
Yeah.
Some shoulders just, I don't look hard for some of his things. He did have some nerve sheathing issues, which means that how do you explain nerve sheathing? Well, like the insulation on this wire here for the phone. It's this protective coating on the outside, and the nerves run on the inside. And replenishing that protective coating was in stress. I have to be careful here. Nerve sheathing and nanobacteria are the same frequency. So I would send him to his wellness provider to get a test run. This just gives us some indication, because we can't be medical.
Right.
We're supposed to read some medical disclaimer here.
I have a medical disclaimer right here, Sherry.
Okay, the lawyer said we have to read it.
All right, so here we go. All clinical research and material published or produced by Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology for Vocal Profiling Live or any website is for informational purposes only. Our BBS listeners and clients are encouraged to confirm the information contained from both sources. Clients and consumers should review the information carefully with their professional healthcare provider. The information is not intended to replace medical advice offered by physicians. Sound Health and the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology will not be liable for any direct, indirect, consequential, special, exemplary, or any other damages arising from this type of wellness option.
If anybody claims different, we'll deny it. But everything here is done in terms of frequency equivalence, and this blue part is the frequencies of the voice. So nerve sheathing and nanobacteria, which is bacteria usually in the mouth that then goes ahead and attacks the heart pericardium, they're the same frequency. So we can give you that information, but you really need to go to your health provider to see what it really is. And there were some thyroid indicators that his thyroid was not quite balanced.
Are we ready for the next one?
Yeah. McCain's chart.
I don't want to look.
You don't want to know?
I get the impression, okay, I have one up on you, because I got his, I printed off his latest physical from his doctor, just to see what the doctor found.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm interested in, okay, if you go to that doctor and the doctor knows that you're the president and this is going to be published, do you really think he's going to write down on that chart everything that he found?
Probably not. They probably paid him not to.
I can't for the life of me think that everything that's wrong with a potential president or a president ever gets published.
What did the report say?
McCain's not well. He's got a lot of potential issues. He has had, of course, the melanoma and huge chunks of lymph nodes removed because of that, and the likelihood of that returning is not huge, but if it does, it's quite serious.
I found prostate markers. Prostate cancer markers.
There's prostate issues there.
In its report?
Uh-huh.
And did you deliberately keep this from me?
I did.
Oh, okay.
You did good.
Well, one of the things we found, calcium and something called 5-HTE, right here, calcium and 5-HTE, they're the same frequency. And 5-HTE is very, very high in his chart. Either he's not using calcium, and the calcium is very high, or the 5-HTE is very high.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a marker for prostate issues.
I'm going to see if I can find it while you talk.
And it's cancer food. And it comes from a fault on arachidonic acid and hydrogen peroxide, according to the literature. And it's all over his chart. But I found out the root cause of it, so maybe they can get rid of it. He's very, very toxic with some kind of petroleum-based heavy metal something or the other. You know, and he was in Vietnam, so it could be all that Agent Orange and stuff like that. But that heavy metals are not allowing him to use his minerals, and his immune response is very down, and the pH of his body is not doing well. A lot of ammonia kinds of things going on.
I found it. You want me to read this?
Yes.
It says McCain had a number of routine interactions with his doctor, unusual for a man of his age. He had 4 small kidney stones in his right kidney and a number of small benign cysts in both kidneys, but his kidney function is normal. In 01, he noticed blood in his urine, and doctors found stones in the bladder. At the same time, they surgically removed enlarged prostate tissue, which was the cause of the bleeding.
Didn't know that, but there it is.
There it is. I had forgotten about that part until you said you found prostate issues, and then it cued me that I had read that.
So it looks like, you know, we're looking at 4 years.
I'm not willing to put my... Okay, if you were betting on horses, who would you bet? Would you put your money on the one that's running his last race and then they're putting him out the pasture, or would you go for the younger one who still has some miles left on him?
Well, you said we're ready for the first woman president. We get it by default here, wouldn't we?
Well, why don't we just go for the first African-American and the young guy and win the race?
He seemed much more bright and upbeat. Still not voting for him.
I think a lot of it may have been the form for the debate. I think he's much more comfortable in that laid-back situation where he can just kick back and talk to the people.
You think that was laid-back with thousands of people staring at him?
I think he felt more comfortable.
So he could run the country that way. You know, in McCain, too, we found a lot of emotional stress.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody running for president...
I would think they'd be near tortured.
Some emotional stress. We have about 10 minutes here.
Yeah.
So let's go on to... Unless somebody has some questions about this. This is Palin's chart. And I had to look hard for something to bitch about with in Palin's chart. She's like, her bees are fried... Her choline is fried. Her minerals are fried. Maybe because she's nursing.
That could be.
Or stress. It's like she's an adrenal overload kind of person.
When does she find time to do that?
I don't know. She carries a baby around. And she has some muscle issues in her shoulder and hip.
She's probably carrying a kid.
Maybe. So combinations of not using enough bees and enough minerals. The particular bee that was in stress was B5. And B5 is the frequency that our keynote is for today.
Oh, okay.
So B5 is penicillinic acid. It helps use the amino acids, helps use the other Bs. So she's got Bs, and it looks like she may have an overabundance of some Bs, like they're giving her shots or something, but she's not using it.
Oh.
So we really need to get...
But it doesn't matter how many shots they give her. It's not going to work unless her body figures out how to use it.
And they should get in touch with us so we can help them figure that out.
Because you've got the key.
Well, here's this big math matrix that we built, and, you know, people end up on certain places on it, and we can tell them what's going on. We are very good at diagnostics, but we can't say that.
That's right. We just didn't.
choline helps with inositol, helps nerves, helps support the liver. And she had a genetic inability to use niacin. And niacin deals with your Krebs cycle and your energy cycle. It deals with your RNA. It deals with blood coagulation. So genetically. And there was some lower back stuff. But again, he's carrying this baby around. But B12 was very unbalanced. Potassium low, that's energy. Magnesium was high, not using it. Got to look at that. Sodium was very low. That was her lowest mineral. But again, we want people to go to their medical practitioner and confirm this because some of these have the same frequency, so we really wouldn't know what it was.
Right.
One of the things in her chart, you have a gray grid here. I don't know if you can see it, but almost everything of hers is above the gray grid, and she has this big fall right here. Now, I did not investigate what is causing that, which would be right there. But I could probably spend a couple of days on someone's chart, and I spent... less than an hour on each one of these people going over all the numbers and seeing what was going on.
Ready for the next one?
Yeah. Okay, Biden on the debate. I really, really had to look hard to find something going on with Biden. He does have some free radicals, some stress in the liver, But mostly he's just not detoxifying.
Mm-hmm.
And free radicals are, I don't know if I can even understand them. They're almost like electron trash
mm-hmm.
in the system. You get a lot from microwave food and not having enough berries and antioxidants. He did not have enough antioxidants, and his blood wasn't being cleaned very well. There were some collagen issues. That's joint
mm-hmm.
connective tissue. There was showing some angiotensin, some blood pressure issues, and some inflammation, but not anything to a great extent.
That's good.
Just a bit. So Biden and Palin look pretty good. McCain is way, way out there compared to the rest
mm-hmm.
of them. And Obama is looking good, too.
Good.
I think that is the end of our little slideshow. So if anybody would like a copy of that, then go ahead and get in touch with us at radio@vocalprofiling.com or Lisa, L-E-I-S-A, at
vocalprofiling.com.
And we have a few announcements. We didn't know if we were going to be able to get to these announcements. We wanted to make sure that we got everything covered there. You know, we could go back to the beginning and just put up that nice little slide there that we did. We have some appearances coming up. We have about a couple minutes to talk to them.
This weekend is a big one.
What is this weekend?
This weekend we're going to be in Columbus, Ohio at the Universal Light Expo.
And we are going to be doing free nano voices.
That's right.
And we want to introduce people to this concept that their voice holds information. We just proved it to you.
Yes, we do.
You know, I don't know of any other place that's doing anything about the president's health.
I don't either.
I really appreciate Don and Seth and
absolutely
allowing us to go on and talk about something that maybe they don't want people to know.
That's right. We need to talk about our next class, too.
Okay, go do
the
that.
The next class, the big professional focus class, will be this month, October 27th through the 31st. So if you like what you saw today and you think you'd like to take a class and try it, email us or check out our website, Nutrisounds.com.
And we have two slots left.
Yes, we do.
And they are going to offer a two-for-one.
Hurry.
So two-for-one means two people can take the course for the same price.
That's right.
But they only get one set of books. So that's
right.
That's a downside to it. Our keynote today also tells us that a lot of throat muscles are in stress, so be careful there. And B5 precursors, I'll type that up. I was so intent on getting these done that I really didn't.
Well, this is going to take a while.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But I could do a better job instead of just cursory kind of flying through it. We can really get to the heart of things. Look at what we did for the doctor last week when he was stiff and we were able to follow it back to his glycine receptor and able to help him do that. I want everybody to be able to do that, and that's why I want them to come see us. Want to do a lecture? When's the lecture? Sunday?
Sunday on the 12th at 3 p.m. It goes from 3 to 4:30, and it's the whole expo is at Veterans Memorial in Columbus, Ohio. So we'll be in booth 613, so stop by and get your free vocal print and see Sherry and everybody at Sound Health and
get involved.
Sherry's speech.
Get involved and put the health back into the hands of the people. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy day to listen to what we had to say. I would have hated to talk to an empty room.
That's right.
We hope we've added to your day and hope you'll be with us next week.
Bye, guys.
How can you say you're dumb and left behind? We're not dumb and we're not blind. They're all sitting in your cell while you pay the road to hell. What kind of father would take your daughter right away?
Yeah.
And what kind of father would take his daughter if she would pay?